I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Batko, who joins us in the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Brian, I understand that the way you ask questions on Zoom calls apparently is not appreciated and or liked by Mark Cabali.
Just a little bit of good-natured ribbing from the Steelers media corps. We got to do something, Paul, to liven up coverage of quote-unquote training camp right now, because until Monday, the 17th of August, we're really just going to continue talking to players and coaches virtually, and then we'll be allowed into Heinz Field on Monday, 6 days from now, to actually get to watch some practice. But until then, I think myself and the other beat writers, whether it's Mark Cabali or Brooke Pryor from ESPN or the guys from the Trib, we're just going to rip on each other for the little ticks and quirks that we have as we ask players questions through a screen.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was funny. And, of course, it's hilarious. There are people out there that think that, you know, when stuff like that goes on that – we're actually, like, angry with each other or whatever.
Yeah, there's really no legitimate feud that I know of, but it's just like, you know, guys show up on Zoom, players and coaches, and I think my favorite is when the reporter says, I'm just wondering or I'm just curious. Well, yeah, I mean, no crap. You're asking a question, so I think that's pretty much implied, but obviously it's not really a big deal either way. We're all just having a little bit of fun.
Yep. No, absolutely. I mean, I think that's, always sort of, you know, lightens things up. Now, the Steelers are pushing forward. The NFL is pushing forward as far as we know, right? So we can actually talk about football. I got a kick out of the other day when you and Joe Starkey went through every single player on the roster in one segment. That was actually really impressive to me.
Thanks, Paul. One of those guys is already gone that we spoke about. He got the axe this morning, the defensive back Breon Borders. And I think when Joe asked me about him, who he's actually, I don't think he was one of the XFL guys, but he was on a couple of teams last year. I think he played in 11 games with the Jaguars and Redskins. And when Joe asked me for a sentence or whatever about Breon Borders, I just said another Borders is going out of business soon. And enough, a few days later, he got cut because the team promoted, or I should say reactivated, Justin Lane, second-year, third-round cornerback from the reserve COVID-19 list. And they've only got one other person basically on the coronavirus injured reserve now, and that's running back Jalen Samuels.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. It really is interesting to me when – all of these things happen, you know, these guys work hard, they're different, but they all know that basically they're one transaction away from getting cut. A lot of these guys that are here in camp, this is kind of a weird year for that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, how would you like to be one of these players who were among the first 10 cuts because the NFL basically just said, well, it doesn't make any sense to have a 90-man roster right now. I mean, there's no preseason games, so you don't need to shuttle in as many guys to get through four quarters of meaningless football. So they reduced the training camp roster size to 80. And of course we know that means that there's probably still about a dozen guys that don't have much of a prayer of making the team at that point. But it was like last week that the Steelers cut eight guys who didn't even get a chance to go through what technically begins on Monday. They're calling the full integration contact integration period, which in layman's terms just means real football practice. So you feel bad for the guys that had to come through, go to Heinz Camp, get coronavirus tested a bunch of times to make sure that they were allowed to enter the facility, and then they don't get to do much more than a little bit of conditioning and weightlifting before they get jettisoned and get put back out on the street.
Well, I'll tell you, I was going to this is the ultimate test of your knowledge of the team. Before they even get into pads, give me a name of someone who's sort of off the radar that you think has a shot to make the team.
So one of those kind of long shot guys, I guess, is what you're asking for here. A guy that I kind of like is Trajan Bandy. I hope I'm saying his name right, but he was part of the undrafted free agent class this year, Paul. And he played at Miami. He's a cornerback, but he's very undersized. So he's really going to be a slot corner probably at the NFL level. Think Mike Hilton. He's 5'8 or 5'9". He was pretty opportunistic playing for the Hurricanes in the ACC. I know he wore the famed turnover chain a few times. And I don't know if being kind of Mike Hilton light is good or bad for his chances of making the team. If he can establish himself as having the necessary physical capabilities to be the backup slot corner, so to speak, and do a lot of the things that Hilton does, and of course play special teams, which will be crucial for anyone on the back end of the roster, then maybe he'll have a shot to stick from this UDFA class.
Well, I would say that the other thing is, what position, Brian, is sort of the thinnest or doesn't really have a defined starter that is going to be at least one of the main storylines or a big storyline in camp?
Yeah, then you'd be looking at someone like Leo Lewis, who was also undrafted rookie, one of the 10 or so guys that the Steelers signed right after the draft. And he made it this far past another inside linebacker that was undrafted and signed right away, and John Houston from USC. Lewis from Mississippi State, I mean, he wasn't the best prospect on that defense, as you could probably surmise, given that he didn't go in any of the 7 rounds of the draft. But it seems like he's a bigger guy. He's more of a thumper who would be the backup to a Vince Williams type of inside linebacker rather than a sideline-to-sideline Devin Bush type of guy. So, again, it's going to come down to guys who can play special teams, really, to get that 52nd or 53rd spot, just like Johnny Holton this time a year ago. I don't know that anybody thought he was going to be in the mix for his receiving ability, but he kind of inherited that Darius Hayward Bay role of punt gunner and running down on kick coverage teams. So maybe you'll see a guy like a Trey Edmonds stick around because of those capabilities. There's so many running backs, and that goes against your point that you want a thin position. That's one of the more crowded positions on this team, but he plays all 4 special teams units. He's reliable, he's experienced, and he could even, chip in at fullback if you're in a pinch too, if Derek Watt would go down.
Last one I'd have for you, Anthony McFarland Jr. is a guy that seemed to excite a lot of people on draft day. A lot of people seem to think that the Steelers got, a weapon. How big of a role do you see him having this year?
I don't think he's going to have a huge role, and I don't think he'll have a real consistent role, because I think his usage will be more game plan based if they go into a matchup and say, well, we think we can maybe exploit this team or that team will they be running the jet sweeps now that Matt Canada popularized at Pitt, now that he's on the offensive staff. And I think he'll be more of a gadget player, at least for right now, because the other guys in this backfield, assuming that there's no surprise cuts, kind of have their roles. James Conner is the starter, the first down back, and can do more than that when healthy. That's always the caveat with him. I think Benny Snell showed that he can grind out short yardage opportunities and maybe has a little bit higher ceiling if you want to give him the ball more often than that. And Jalen Samuels, if he ever gets off this reserve COVID-19 list here, he's the prototype pass catcher and versatile running back out of the backfield. So I don't think McFarland's going to be getting a consistent amount of carries week in and week out, but I think as long as the speed and the burst that he showed at Maryland is still there, then you'll get a chance to work him in here and there and maybe catch defense by surprise.
Well, Brian, I appreciate you jumping on and giving us a little update of what's going on at the Steelers. And, you know, make sure that you do everything in your power to keep Mark Cabali happy.
Yeah, as he would like me to say, thanks for doing this, Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.